Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark Kaye from The Mark Kaye Show. You hear me every day at 11 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kaye Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks again for listening.
Where entertaining meets informative.
Let me tell you something. This man is so damn funny, it isn't funny.
Mark Kaye, you're good to go, man.
I would marry me some Mark Kaye.
Mark Kaye.
A fresh perspective on today's issues.
You are doing a great job today, buddy.
Mark Kaye is always good in my book.
Just settle down a little bit. You talk too fast. Other than that, I love you.
This is The Mark Kaye Show.
For Christmas is a new bass boat, and Florida to finally learn just how to count votes. All I want for Christmas is a smart TV, and at least one more Supreme Court nominee. All I want for Christmas are some Fortnite skins, some back bacon, and some Jaguar wins. All I want for Christmas is some pumpkin pie, and a corruption-free FBI. 'Cause all I want for Christmas is a comfy robe, and an end to the Mueller probe. North Korea to get rid of every nuke, and some romaine lettuce that won't make me puke. Christmas is for kids, that's true. But adults, we want stuff too. I want a jacuzzi filled with beer. That's all I want for Christmas this year. For Christmas is a luxury yacht, a new GoPro, and a sex robot. All I want for Christmas is a full tank of gas, and the White House to re-revoke Acosta's press pass. All I want for Christmas is to celebrate the Lord, spend time with my loved ones, and a new skateboard. All I want for Christmas is peace for you and me, and ABC to put Roseanne back on TV. 'Cause all I want for Christmas is some alcohol to win the Powerball and a border wall. All I want for Christmas is a new Maserati and the state of New York to disbar Avenatti. Christmas is for kids, that's true. But adults have wishes too. Is there a way to regrow my hair? 'Cause that's all I want for Christmas this year. A golf course, a space force, a racehorse, some intercourse, iPhone 10, a new pair of Beats, less fake news, and more Trump tweets. Christmas is for kids, that's true, but adults, we want stuff too. For the love of God, can we finally repeal Obamacare? 'Cause that's all I want for Christmas this year. Maybe getting that lasting sooner than later. What's up, everybody? This is The Mark Kaye Show. My name is Mark Kaye. Thank you so much for the warm round of applause I know you're giving me in your car, your office, or wherever you happen to be. You did parole hearing. Also, thank you. That is the most requested song on this radio station, which also it's the only song we play on the radio station. It's the talk station. It doesn't matter, though. It's still that's still quite an accomplishment, and I do feel very proud, and I appreciate all the warm wishes. Again, you can find that on the Mark Kaye Show Facebook page. Just go to Facebook if you haven't totally deleted it yet, and type in The Mark Kaye Show. You can see it there. Also, after you've like read the comments and shared the post, definitely read the comments, because whenever you post something like that on Facebook, the comments become a little show of their own, a little open and honest debate between haters and trolls, and it's really entertaining. In fact, you can go through some of my older posts, because there are tons of people just kind of, these things take on a life of their own. One person comes on and goes, I like that song, but I hate when he's talking about the Lord. Lord. And then someone else comes on and goes, I hated everything about that, except when he talked about the Lord. So, you know, there's different sides to every argument. Thank God. Otherwise, I'd be totally unemployed. 855-765-1045 is our number, 855-765-1045. And speaking of things that you want for Christmas, speaking of getting things that you need or you deserve or that you want, I want to talk a little bit about this border wall, which I do mention in the song and which is very important to our national security and which is a huge part of Donald Trump's presidential agenda. We all remember the rallies when they were the chance of build that wall, and Mexico's going to pay for it and everything else. And, you know, we're now 2 years in, and this has become, again, a huge issue. Why? Well, because we got a lame duck Congress, and we've got the Democrats taking over when we all come back in January. Plus, let's not forget that Donald Trump has a great big speech coming up in January. It's called the State of the Union. And he's got to go out there for the State of the Union, and he's got to tell everybody, sorry, Union. That looked like an O for some reason. So anyway, he's got to go out for the State of the Union and explain to everybody how the country is doing, what we're getting done, what we've accomplished, how awesome things are, how we are continuing to make America great. And then he's got to put forth the plan for the next year. And the future and beyond. And he's got to say, look, this wall is still going to get built. And the one thing about this wall that I've noticed, and this is something the Democrats and the media and everybody else, they do this on purpose. Don't think that this is just, oh, that's quizzical. That's weird. Everyone does it. No, this is definitely something that they do. I've taken a lot of marketing classes. I've been in advertising. I know all about, neuro-linguistic programming. I don't know how to spell that, but I know all about it. And there is something they want you to think it's subliminal, but they're doing it on purpose. And it's wrong. And I want you to think about this. Whenever they talk about the border wall, whether it's the Democrats in office, whether it's Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, whether it's Anderson Cooper and CNN, PBS, wherever you are. And we have some examples I'm going to play for you here in just a minute. In fact, you know what? I'm going to play them for you. Listen to how they describe the border wall. Listen, this is a wall protecting the United States of America, built on the border between the United States and Mexico. This is something that will be paid for by the American government, built by American workers, and it will be there to protect all Americans. But listen to how everyone describes this wall. Here's Chuck Schumer.
20 times Chuck. You have called for, I will shut down the government if I don't get my wall.
If I don't get my wall. You said, I'll shut down the government if I don't get my wall. Here's Anderson Cooper.
The president wanted to make one thing clear. He says he wants his wall, and if he doesn't get the money he wants for it in 10 days, he'll shut the government down.
The president wants his wall.
Clear. He says he wants his wall.
His wall. The president wants his wall. Here's Lou Dobbs.
You don't suppose Paul Ryan would intentionally do that, to stop the president's wall?
Stop the president's wall.
But it's unclear if the prototypes will ever be used, because there's still no money for Mr. Trump's wall.
Mr. Trump's wall. The president's wall. His wall. Donald Trump's wall. They're doing it on purpose. They're making you think that this is all about Donald Trump, that this is something that he needs, that he wants, that he desires, that he doesn't want. He doesn't want people, foreigners, coming into this country. This is not a wall for all Americans. This is not something you want. This is something that Donald Trump wants.
20 times Chuck. You have called for, I will shut down the government if I don't get my wall.
My wall. Well, this is not any one person's wall. This is our wall.
My wall.
Our wall.
20 times Chuck. You have called for, I will shut down the government if I don't get my wall.
It's our wall, Chuck. It's every American's wall. It's there to protect every single body. It's me. It's you. It's the other Josh. It's Brian Kilmeade. It's everybody who lives in the United States of America. It's being paid for by everybody. It comes out of everyone's taxes. It's being paid for partially by Mexico, which we'll get into, of course. It's being paid for by Democrats and Republicans. It is an American wall for Americans. But they don't want you to think that. They are trying to focus this issue as a pet project, a demand of the president, that if he doesn't get his wall, this is all about him. If he doesn't get his wall, then he's going to shut down the government. And that's not the case at all, because this is a wall for all. A wall for all Americans. I just came up with that. Look, thank you very much for the applause. This is a wall for all. Every single one of us. And every single one of us needs to have border security. But because they don't want Donald Trump to succeed in securing America, they fashion it as his. his weird, bizarre demand. And if he doesn't get it, he's going to shut down the government. And that's the narrative that you're going to continue hearing. More and more, you're going to hear everyone talk about it being the president's wall. I've heard it referred to as the Trump wall. Trump's wall. Oh, it's a wall for we should start calling it what it is. The American wall. But, you know, that's not going to happen because that makes too much sense. 855-765-1045. This is the Markay Show. Quick break. We got some of your phone calls already lined up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV. Markay Show. My name is Markay. Thanks for joining me. 855-765-1045. They're trying to brainwash you. They're doing it. Not you, because you're smart and you probably don't even watch them. But they're trying to brainwash the other people who don't listen to the show and they don't listen to this station and they don't pay attention. They're trying to convince everybody that the border wall along the American border, which will be paid for with American dollars and will protect all Americans, has nothing to do with America. They're letting you believe that this is all about Donald Trump, and that Donald Trump doesn't see this as something that's good for the entire United States of America. Donald Trump sees this as his wall. That's what Chuck Schumer wants you to think. Oh, let me play that. Let me turn that on so you can hear it. It's one of these buttons.
20 times Chuck. You have called for, I will shut down the government if I don't get my wool.
Remember that press conference? How about CNN?
The president wanted to make one thing clear. He says he wants his wall.
He wants his wall, not our wall, not the wall for all, his wall. Even Lou Dobbs.
You don't suppose Paul Ryan would intentionally do that, trying to, no, to stop the president's wall?
It's not the president's wall. This is a wall that 50% or more of the population wants, asked for, voted for, and is demanding. And no matter what PBS says or what they call it.
For Mr. Trump's wall.
Mr. Trump's wall. The president's wall. Donald's wall. This is not a Republican wall. This is a wall for every single American. 855-765-1045. This is Jack on the West Side. Jack, thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. How you doing?
Hey, brother. How are you?
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What do you want to say?
Yeah. Yeah, hey, it's 4 a.m. talking points, man. You drove a few points home, and they're all, no matter what the subject is, they're all going to have the same headline reconfigured and reworded. Exactly.
It's true.
And they do it every time.
And they won't call it border security. They're going to call it Trump's wall, which I don't think is a bad thing. I'm going to be honest with you. If I were Donald Trump, I would embrace it, because there's a lot of people that voted for him. There's a lot of people that protect him and support him and feel like his ideals are the best ones for America. So if you want to call it Trump's wall, I mean, you know, in the end, when it's built and it's protecting us and, it keeps us safe and immigration becomes more legalized, maybe it's a good thing to have your name attached to it. Drake, how are you? Drake, thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. What do you want to say?
Hey, first of all, if the wall costs $20 billion, but yet we spend $14 billion a year on illegals coming back and forth, coming across the wall, just in 2 years, it's going to pay for itself. But being a pioneer in the walkaway movement, I wanted to throw out another fact out there. It's absolutely mind-boggling when I connected the dots with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton. We all know how we call Hillary Clinton the spawn of Satan. But guess what? Her dad name is Hugh Rodham. He was Al Capone's right-hand man in Chicago and took over in Chicago when Al Capone went to jail. No wonder she's a psychopath. I mean, she can see people get murdered, or the Clinton Chronicles.
Yeah, yeah, no, I got
so used to say.
All right, hang on one second. Doc's very passionate. Doc, hang on one second, buddy. We'll get to that here in just a minute. This is Richard from the South Side. Hi, Richard. He talked about the wall for like 30 seconds, and then he had an agenda. Richard, what'd you want to say, buddy? Richard, can you hear me? Oh, Richard may be gone. Let's go to, hang on, let's see. What am I doing here? Let's drop that one. Let's go to Mike. Mike on the West Side. Why can't I get Mike? Mike, can you hear me? Good morning. Hi. Mike, why can't I hear anybody? What'd you guys do to my phones? Uh-oh, now they're all gone. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And if you were holding on, or if you were trying to get in, apparently we just had some kind of brain fart with the phone system. 855-765-1045 is the number, 855-765-1045. Look, it's like, Doc did bring up a great point. The money you save will far surpass the money that you spend. It's like when they tell you, you know, the guy comes in and goes, hey, you need some insulation on your windows. In 4 years, it's going to pay for itself. You know, hey, get a new roof. In 5 years, it's going to pay for itself. Get that stuff that we, what is it? The wrap that they put around the entire house. You know, it hugs the warmth and keeps it inside your house. In 4 years, it's going to pay for itself. This wall, it'll pay for itself. Absolutely. 855-765-1045. This is the Mark Kay Show. Quick break. We'll be right back. By the way, it looks like the White House now backing down on their demand for the $5 billion border wall funding. Sarah Huckabee Sanders said this morning, we have other ways that we can get to that $5 billion that will work with Congress. She said that on Fox News this morning. She added that the Trump administration could support $1.6 billion in border security funding proposed by Democrats as long as it can couple that with other funding resources to get to $5 billion. So it looks like they're working toward avoiding a government shutdown by backing down. So it's like a government back down is more kind of what, you know, the whole thing is kind of annoying to all me. By the way, I just was handed a package. I'd like to remind you that it is only 85 days to the Players. The Players moves up to March. They sent me a lovely scarf, which is very exciting because I feel like, you know, I'll get a lot of use out of that, at least here in the next couple days. There's a sale going on. If you want some winter tickets, you can go there and get them, and they throw in a scarf or something like that. We have some tickets to give away here in just a minute if our phones start working. Our phones crashed. Like, literally, moments ago, we were, I think it was Doc. He was talking about the Clintons killing people, and then all of a sudden, like, literally, that was the last phone call we were able to take. He calls in, we're talking about the border wall, everything's fine. Then all of a sudden he talks about the Clintons, you know, offing people, and boom. All of a sudden, that was the end. That was all she wrote. And then our phones just crashed. I guess, are they working on the phones now? No, they're not working on the, oh, they are working on the phones. Okay, good. So as soon as, you keep calling. 855-765-1045. Because if you're one of the first people that gets through once the phones come back up, we will hook you up with a Players prize pack. It includes tickets to the Players and either a scarf or some Pilsner glasses. We're not really sure which one, but either one, it's going to be a lovely prize. So as we head into the weekend here, the government will not be shut down. It looks like Donald Trump's going to back away from his promise where he was originally proud to shut down the government if he didn't get his $5 billion for the wall. I don't know that this is the right message to send. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if going into a brand new Congress, this is the right message to send. That if you don't give me what I want, I'll just back down. That if I don't get the funding for the wall, for border security, for all that, that I'm just going to say, fine, you know what, we'll do it in another way. And I'm not saying Donald Trump doesn't have other means. I'm sure he does. If anybody at all can find a way to build the wall, it's Donald Trump. If anybody at all can figure out a way to get the money for the wall, it's Donald Trump. If anyone at all can figure out a way to build the wall for less, it's Donald Trump. But at this point, it's got to be a principle thing. When you go all in, when you push in and say, I will be proud to shut down the government if I don't get my funding, and then you turn around 4 days later and say, all right, you know what? Fine. We won't shut down the government. I'll get my funding someplace else. I don't think that bodes well. The $1.6 billion in border security funding, Chuck Schumer has said it would go to building new or repairing existing fences rather than the wall as Trump has proposed it. The White House appears to want to claim that funding as wall money to promote a victory. Trump also claimed his administration has built large portions of the wall, but Congress has only authorized money to build fencing similar to existing structures. The president has also contended that the military could build the wall, though the Pentagon said it has no plans to do so yet. Yeah, you know, this is going to be kind of the back and forth that we get now for the next 2 years. And it appears to me that unless somebody's really willing to, like, stand their ground, you know, when Donald Trump, the first spending bill, remember when he came out with that huge spending bill and he had a press conference that was on a little table and he had like 1,500 pages and he was all angry about, I'm signing this, but I don't like it. And everyone was all like, well, then why are you signing it? Now he's saying, look, I don't need the money for the border wall, even though I would be proud to shut down the government. Well, then why are you taking it off the table? I don't know if it's the Republicans getting to him or the Democrats, but I hope this isn't the forebearer of things to come. I hope 2019 sees a renewed strength and invigorated sense of spirit and not these kind of, you know, backing down from fights, because we've only got 2 years. We've got 2 years going into the election, and the election for president began when Donald Trump took office. The election for president in 2020 took really the day after the it actually the day after the election in 2016. Every single Democrat started to run against Donald Trump. Now that they have control of the House, they're going to start running against him and his agenda. Everything is going to be an automatic no. It's like when I talk to my boss and I ask him for anything, the first answer is always an automatic no. And if you want something, you got to go back and fight for it. And you got to stay in their face. And you got to be like, look, this is very important. And then you have to give 14 reasons to show why. And then you just have to say, like, you have to draw a line in the sand. And the Democrats are really good at that. The Democrats can't win elections to save their lives. They don't have a clear agenda. They don't really have any, you know, they don't really have any morals or principles that they stand on, but they're really good at drawing a line in the sand, and none of them cross it. Not a single one. There's no Democrats that, no matter how kooky and whack job they are. Bernie Sanders is a perfect example. This guy is Looney Tunes. He, you know, even you listen to him talk, you look into his eyes, you kind of see he's not all there. A lot of loose marbles rolling around up in there. But for whatever reason, they all have the ability to look at the line in the sand and just not cross it. They're like those ants. I don't know if you see on Instagram, there's an ant. And a guy draws a circle on a sheet of paper around an ant, and the ant won't leave the circle. He just won't cross that line. Then he draws a smaller circle, and the ant traps himself inside that smaller circle. That's how the Democrats are. When Chuck Schumer draws a line, or Nancy Pelosi draws a line and says no funding for the wall, none of this. Nobody gets to read Obamacare before we pass it. Nobody gets to do this, that, or the other. Everybody stays on their side of the line. And the Republicans can't seem to do that. The Republicans, none of them, have ever been able to do that. They've never been able to stand their ground. They've never been able to stay where they are. And now Donald Trump backing down from the wall a second time. This is the second time this has happened. Saying, I'm not happy about this, but we'll go for it. We'll get the money somewhere else. Why? Why should we get the money somewhere else? Congress has as much of a right to fund the projects that the Republicans and the voters who elected Donald Trump want as they do to fund the other stuff that the people who got them to office want. Just because there's more of them who have been elected to the House of Representatives doesn't mean that they still don't control only half the country and that they don't serve the entire country. And Republicans who put Donald Trump in office and put the Republicans in the Senate and added even like four more senators who got rid of Bill Nelson, they got him out of there. Those Republican voters demand border security. And I don't care who runs the House of Representatives, they have to know that that is an important issue. And they're drawing the line and they're not going to cross it. And it'd be nice if the Republicans did the same thing. But they never seem to do that. And John McCain never did it. He always was excited. You know, they always talk about crossing the line. Notice how Democrats always talk about crossing the lines, but Republicans are always the ones to do it. Democrats are like, we need to work across party lines. What that means is they're going to stand on their side of the line, and they expect the Republicans to come over like a game of Red Rover. Like, Red Rover, we call John McCain over. And then he runs over, signs some kind of, you know, cooperative agreement, and the Democrats get their way. It never happens the other way. But the Republicans should say, even Donald Trump said, I need 10 Democrats to vote for this. And Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer sat there and said, you're not going to do it. So now, if Donald Trump wants his wall or the Trump wall or whatever, he's going to have to find the money someplace else. I hope he does. I'm excited. Yeah, the government won't get shut down. The people that run the national parks and the Smithsonian will get to work over the Christmas vacation. I don't know if that's exciting. I guess they get their money, too. That's exciting for them. But the border is still, it's basically like an open door that people are going to be dribbling through for God knows how long. 855-765-1045. Don't know if it works, but keep dialing. Because if you're the first person to get through once the lines are back up, you're going to the players. This is the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV. Show. My name is Mark Kaye. Thank you so much for doing it. Sorry, I couldn't hear myself talk for just a minute. 855-765-1045. The phone's still not working. Which, you know, if had I planned for this, I would have come up with a lot more stuff to complain about. I figured I'd complain and then open up the phone lines and then you'd complain and, you know, we'd all feel a lot better about ourselves. But I guess you just have to listen to me. But you know what? You know what did happen to me the other day, which, you know, now that I have your full undivided attention because you can't interrupt me, this did happen to me the other day. And this kind of explains, this is a similar situation. Maybe this has happened to you before too, and maybe it's irksome. And I was at a store that I go to all the time. Like, literally, I was at a store. I went there. I go there. Gosh, I want to say at least three times a week. I'm not going to tell you which store it is because it doesn't matter. But it's one of those stores that sells things that you need on a regular basis. So you go there frequently. And at least three times a week, I'm at this store. And the other day, I'm in line and I'm ready to pay for my stuff. And there's a woman in front of me and she's taking a really long time and they're scanning things, whatever. And then she puts in her little, you know, card and this little alert goes off, bring, you know. And the clerk looks at her and says, oh, it's your first visit in over 3 months. You get 10% off as a welcome back bonus. And the lady goes, oh. And the clerk goes, would you like to use it? And she goes, sure, why not? So she hasn't been there in 3 months and she gets 10% off. They pack up her groceries. She walks away. I put my stuff on the conveyor belt. They scan them. Boop, 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 boop. Boop, that's them. Anyway, and they give me the total and they say, all right, your total is such and such. And I thought to myself for a minute, wait a minute. I don't get 10%. I'm here every day. This woman could care less about this place. This woman hasn't even been here in 3 months. She probably didn't even want to come here today. She was just in the neighborhood. Here I am three times a week coming into this store, dropping my hard-earned money, buying your overpriced crap, and you're not even offering me a 10% discount. Why? Because I'm here all the time? Because you know, like, oh, we can count on him. We can count on him. He's here all the time. We don't need to give him anything. You don't need to. He's gonna be here constantly. This other woman, we need to woo her. We need to make sure she understands how valuable we are. We need to give her stuff. You know, so that she keeps coming back, so that she becomes a super fan. And here I am. I'm the one that keeps the lights on in that place. I'm the one that pays the salary of the clerk who's scanning in my groceries, but giving my 10% off to somebody else who only comes in once every 3 months. But she needs to be coddled. She needs to be given something for free. She needs to be enticed to come back. And I was totally annoyed. And, of course, I mentioned it to him, and they go, yeah, that sucks, doesn't it? Ha-ha. You owe us $44. Which, in my case, you know what? I would think, if I were running the store, I'd do it the other way around. I would give me the 10% off because I'm there every week. And if someone hadn't been in my store for 3 months, I would charge them more. Instead of 10% off, I would be like, oh, I'm sorry. It appears you haven't been here in 3 months. It's not going to be $44. It's going to be $49 because we increase the prices for people who aren't frequent customers. That would get them in the store more often, or do it like 10% a month. So if she hasn't been there in 3 months, she's got to pay an extra $12 or $15. But that's the way it works. And that's the way we pursue those people who don't care about us, who have nothing. They're always trying to build the business. The business you already have, you don't care about. The people that already follow you and love you and are part of your tribe and part of your flock, you just ignore them because you take them for granted. They're just going to be there no matter what happens. You can charge them full price. You can overcharge them. You can throw, you know, their watermelon on top of their eggs, carelessly in the bag. So when they get home, the eggs are, well, you can do whatever you want because they're already customers. They're there all the time. It's the people that aren't part of your base that you need to woo. It's a lot like the Democratic Party, because what they do is they go out and they find people who aren't members, who don't vote for them, who aren't even citizens in half the cases. They go out and they find those people and they say, what do you want? You want citizenship? We'll give it to you. What do you need? You need free health care? We'll give it to you. What do you want? Education, college, a cell phone, cash? No problem. Come on in. Come back here. Be part of us. Come in on a daily basis. Vote every single day of your life for the Democratic Party. Be one of it. Become a regular customer. And then what happens is they get all those people. They get all those people by giving them free houses and free education and free health care and free citizenship and free everything else. They get all those people into the fold. And then what happens when you become a regular weekly customer who drops hundreds of dollars in the store regularly? They ignore you and they go chase some other person. That's exactly what happens. 855-765-1045. Keep calling. We still got these players tickets we got to give away. I'm Mark K. Listen, we'll be back tomorrow. The last show of the year, by the way, before we go to 2 hours. So hopefully, send me some open mics, because there's no that may be the only way we can talk to each other. Stay tuned. The News and Rush Limbaugh are coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.